Okay, everybody, let's look at a big picture bird's eye view of behavior and how people change their behavior. So we've been talking about several steps of this behavior change model and of the behavior change research, but we want to take a step back and do a bird's eye view of what we're really talking about and what we see in the research regarding behavior and how people change their behavior. And then we'll look at all of the components one by one in more detail. So, according to the Tiny Habits research, behavior basically is a combination, behavior change is a combination of motivation plus the ability plus the prompt. So basically, we need a sufficient motivation, a sufficient motivating factor in the beginning to start us towards that behavior change. And then an ability, we need a sense of ease. So there needs to be a low threshold in order to make it happen. And we'll talk more about that later. And then the prompt is a clear reminder and cue. So we really have a combination of a motivation, an ability, and a prompt. So motivation tends to increase and decrease frequently. So that's why we've used the motivation of New Year's resolutions, because that's such a great example. And the classic thing in motivation that we see in clients is really the first time they come to the office, they've like psyched themselves up about making a change. They're ready to do it. They're looking forward to their time with the doctor, and they're really excited. And then a few weeks, sometimes a couple months, it's not new anymore, right? So that newness, that excitement has really worn off, and oftentimes they will lose motivation. And then we can, watch out for that and have our coach look, watch out for that. Get them motivated again, get them pumped up. So there's this like real oscillating thing with motivation where there's higher or lower points of being motivated, which is why the Tiny Habits of method that's been researched really also looks at ability and prompts. Ability and prompts are more easily modified. They're easier to keep on more of a stable level of utility, since that motivation does tend to go up and down in intensity. We're going to talk in more detail about how to use motivation, how to use ability, and how to use prompts. And we also recommend the Tiny Habits book by BJ Fogg. That will give you a lot of great information that will expand upon what we're teaching here if you want to go deeper into this material. So now let's go through motivation, ability, and prompt in more detail.